You know, Yael, I really wish I played an instrument.
Well, Don, did you ever try any?
It feels like I've tried them all, but I never got very far. I wasn't great at saxophone or trombone. Piano made my wrists hurt. And anything with strings gave my fingers blisters.
Maybe you should give the encephalophone a try. It's an instrument scientists are developing that you can control with your mind.
I can't tell if you're making fun of me or not.
No, it's a real instrument. A musician wears an electroencephalogram, EEG for short, a cap that has electrodes on it. The electrodes pick up electrical signals caused by thoughts or actions the musician has or makes. The signals then move to a computer that converts the signals into the value from 1 to 8, and then to another computer that turns the values into 8 musical notes in the key of C for a synthesizer to make.
What kinds of thoughts and actions are we talking about here?
Essentially, a musician imagines grasping and ungrasping their right hand. Thinking about that arm and hand movement lowers the signal from the left motor cortex of the brain, which in turn lowers the note on the scale. If the musician thinks about the arm and hand movement less, this raises the note on the scale.
So what does this music sound like?
It can sound like electric piano or strings, basically any sound a synthesizer can produce.
Sounds good to me.
This moment of science comes from Indiana University, with production support from the Office of the Provost.
There are hundreds more moments of science on our website at amomentofscience.org, where you can also view videos and sign up for podcasts. Once again, our web address is amomentofscience.org. I'm Don Glass.
And I'm Yael Cassander.